I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
I'm Hallie Laban, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We introduce you to members of our church staff and our community. Ooh, I always think it is a treat and it is a treasure. Well, per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Slay and obey. There is no other way, Hallie. How are you?
Awesome. So good. How was Climax this week, my brother?
Oh, Climax was fantastic. But, you know, actually, I got pulled over to the singles ministry, ooh, which was fun, just for a night. They were doing a hilarious dating sort of game night that they were up to.
Ah. Oh, cool. A dating game night?
That's right. Well, you know, do you know that Netflix show? It's called Sexy Beasts.
No.
Well, I've never actually watched it, but I think it's a bunch of people who, unfortunately, are sexually attracted to people who are dressed up as animal mascots, and then they try to date them. But anyway, we did something with this singles ministry called, it was called Masked Man Date.
Masked Man Date?
Masked Man Date.
Oh, a masked man
date.
On a date.
That's right.
That's so cool.
We had all these guys in there with masks on like superheroes, and then we did a speed dating thing where all the ladies got to sit down and have a 3-minute date with their possible future hero for life.
Awesome.
It
so what
was
did the ladies
fantastic.
Dress like?
The ladies didn't dress up, Hallie.
Oh.
Because, you know, there's really no way a guy's going to be attracted to someone if he can't see a face.
That's true. I mean, women are attracted to men for all sorts of reasons. Sense of humor, warm personality. But men are really only attracted to women for, you know, physical beauty.
That's right.
So what'd you dress up as?
Oh, I dressed up as Robin from Batman. He's
cool.
My favorite.
Oh,
yeah, I love
cool.
his shoes. But you know, Hallie, I'm really just too busy to date right now. So right now I just see myself as an enabler to help other people date.
in the mask mandate.
That's right.
Let's go.
But, you know, in other big news, I got a book deal from Zondervan, which is really exciting, to do four 21-page books called Christ Hacks. And that's basically going to be like, you know, how to use the teachings of Jesus to increase wealth, focus, stamina, wellness. Uh-huh. And I'm really deep in the word right now, just doing a lot of lifestyle engineering to see what to include in my books.
That is so cool. Is it going to be like Rick Warren's purpose-driven life?
No, Hallie. It's going to be sort of like Christian Joe Rogan, but in pamphlet form. Mm. So sorry if I am a bit greasy. I anointed myself with MCT oil to see if it would, you know, help me stay in the zone for today's podcast.
Oh, cool.
Hey, so how's everything going with you? How's homeschooling?
Oh, I'm not doing that anymore. I got all the kids back into their classes at Park Tutor. Toot sweet.
Oh,
I couldn't,
really?
I just couldn't do it. And you know what? I'll absolutely receive all the judgment that comes along with it and all the shame. I deserve it. I'm just not a good enough mom. I'm just not. I couldn't do it.
Well, Hallie, I wouldn't. I would, you know, be easy on yourself. That was, you know, you did one whole week of homeschooling.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a half week and it felt like a whole week, but we had some drama this week, Gray.
Oh, really?
Day and I, we were pulling out of the Starbucks on Broad Ripple Ave and we had both gotten Frappuccinos in the drive through. And as soon as I was pulling away, I got pulled over by a cop.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, no. And the cop comes up to my window. I'm on the side of the road and Day starts talking right over me through the window to the cop, and he's doing all this stuff like, why aren't you asking us to show our hands? Why don't you have your hand on your gun? Why are you not demanding to search the car?
What is he doing?
I was like, Day, shush up. And thank goodness the police officer, he just kind of laughed. And he said that if Day has an interest in law enforcement, he could come on a ride along anytime.
Right. I think that would teach him a thing or two.
See what he could learn. And you know, thank goodness after the antics, the cop, he still left me off with just a warning, thank goodness. And as we were driving away, I was like, Day, what was that all about?
No kidding.
And he said that his black friends get treated differently by cops and that their parents have to have long talks with them to let them know what to do when a police officer's targeting them and harassing them. And I was like, Day.
Not this again.
I was like, Day, what's the worst that's going to happen? When you get pulled over by a cop, you're going to have to pay a $300 ticket. And that's going to teach you not to speed or roll stop signs.
Right.
And Day said, no, Mom, that's not the worst thing that can happen. That's the worst thing that can happen for a white person is you get a ticket. The worst thing that can happen for a black person is that the cop murders you in your car. And then the world loses a beautiful life and a family loses a beloved member. And, you know, usually to no consequences.
I thought we dealt with all this and figured it out last year.
And I said, Day, that cop was perfectly reasonable and respectful. And then, Gray, I realized I was actually really lucky because my husband, Lance Labonte, had used my car the day before because his Highlander was full of golf stuff.
Yeah.
And he had left his crossbow in my Lexus.
Oh,
and
no.
He has this hunting crossbow that I think it's supposed to be used for like bears or deer or something, but he uses it to shoot fish over at Saxony Lake.
Yeah, I'm not sure if anybody should use a crossbow for anything.
But anywho, else there was, you know, here I was talking to a cop with a huge weapon just lying open in the back seat.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was
goodness.
Like, phew, but you know, no harm, no foul. Am I right?
That's right.
But I blame myself for Day being so jumpy. It's probably because he's back at public school and he's mingling with all his friends and instead of being homeschooled by me. And they're just telling him stuff that scares him. So I told him, I says, Day, you know, if you start to feel worried, you just sing the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh, yeah, that helps.
You know what I mean? And I said, if you're with your black or biracial friends and they get pulled over, you could start quoting Psalms. You could start singing. Everything will be all right. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
I thought it went like, the joy of my Lord is
my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
I'm not really sure if we've learned the same song.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
All we're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is Whoa. Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis. And at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Jesus said not to judge the dust in your brethren's eye, our guest today is a dust expert. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mitzi Bolero.
Oh, thank you for having me. Oh. A dust expert. Nobody said that about me before.
Oh,
that feels good.
That is so, I didn't realize. So, you know, Mitzi, you are on the cleaning staff of the church, You are specifically involved in just the dusting. I didn't realize that.
Just the dusting. I don't do nothing else. I don't wipe. Well, I guess I wipe if there's dust, but I don't wipe with Clorox. I don't vacuum up nothing. I just dust.
Just dust. And that's why you named your specific ministry Dust to Dust?
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, how perfect. Because like, I deal with dust, and that's a pretty popular thing from the Bible, right?
Totally.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Absolutely. It's right there in the Bible. And with a campus as large as ours, I mean, you must be dusting constantly. I mean, are you using like one of those feather dusters, or do you do like the wet wipes? I mean, what's the story?
Can I tell you?
Uh-huh.
I used to be a feather duster.
Okay.
I used to, ever since I saw Beauty and the Beast, I was like, that's one hot feather duster.
Yep.
I got to use that. But now, I Swiffer.
Okay.
I'm a sellout. That's it. I'm a sellout. I have sold out to Swiffer. I love Swiffer. It works so good. You can get the extender. I love Swiffer.
Okay. Oh, what a ringing endorsement.
I highly recommend Swiffer.
Okay, that is so cool. I mean, it almost sounds like you are sponsored by Swiffer or something.
I'm trying. I email them and send them videos every single day trying to get sponsored by Swiffer. I'm like, hey, let me give a commercial about it, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be good at it.
Now, Mitzi, I did want to ask you, you know, you have such a specific and unique accent, and I'm wondering, are you from a place that's very dusty? Because it sounds like, are you from sort of a dusty place or something?
I am. I'm from Texas, the dustiest place on earth. Well, not really. There's some deserts that are a little bit more dusty, but we love screaming that, hey, everything's bigger and dustier in Texas.
Is that how you originally got so interested in dust?
You know, yes. Well, okay, my family, they're a bunch of dusters, too.
Okay.
Oh.
So I was kind of born into the world of dusting, you know?
And is that like a derogatory phrase, or was that actually their job?
It was their job. It was their job. Yeah. No bad phrase. It was just their, like, my great-great-grandfather, he dusted the White House.
Oh really? My goodness gracious.
Yep, he dusted the White House. If he's, how many greats? Great. I can't tell you who the president was when he was there, but he dusted the White House when they had sheep eating the lawn.
Oh, wow.
So it must have been H.W. Bush or something. That is so great.
It was probably a white man. Well, I'll tell you what. I did want to say, I thought it was pretty clever that you walk in here with that long leather jacket that cowboys wear. I mean, is that called a duster?
It certainly is. Yes, it is. I love wearing a duster because, hey, it is like, I got to tell you, some of these nooks and crannies here at this church are so dusty.
Oh, really?
That I gotta wear a big old thick duster.
Uh-huh.
Even when it's 90 degrees out, I gotta wear it because I cannot I cannot get covered in dust.
Well, it's your signature look.
It's my signature look. I wore it once for just practicality. And since then, I'm like, well, I got to wear the duster because I dust.
That's right.
Now, inside, what do you got hanging there on the inside of the coat? Are those the tools of the trade?
Yes, yes. So you see this little yellow thing that looks just kind of like a stick.
Right.
Okay. That's, you slide it in. Let me open the other side. Oh. Look at all my Swiffer
all
dusters.
All the heads to the Swiffer stuff.
Yes, yes, exactly. So I can just like quickly get a new one. And then look at the hood of my duster. It's filled with all of the used Swiffers.
It's like a trash can on your head or on your neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, do people think you're going to like lead horseback riding tours and stuff in that getup? I mean, you really look like a Texas Ranger.
Thank you. You know, there have been a couple of times where a school group or someone has come up and they're like, hey, we're ready to ride horses. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I got to go dust a church. And they're like, oh, is that like a phrase for like, I got to go put my saddle on my horse? And I'm like, no, I got to go dust a church. And they're like, oh, is that like a phrase for like helping put a shoe on a horse? I'm like, no, I just have to go dust a church. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a fear of horses because I got kicked by one in third grade.
Oh, yeah. They kick you in the head. You can die.
Yeah. Yeah, I did for 4 minutes. Oh, I was out dead cold, and that's why I'm at the church now.
Oh, did you have an experience that helped solidify your faith in Jesus and Christ specifically?
I did. I went out, and everything was bright and dusty. And then I saw the Lord come to me and was like, you must dust. And I was like, okay. And then I saw my dead horse-kicked body on the ground, and I just shot my soul back in there, and I woke up.
Oh, so
wow.
Wait, so you, I'm sorry, but
wow.
So when you went to heaven for a minute, everything was dusty.
Yeah, yeah, just clouds of dust.
Oh, wow, that's not a depiction of heaven.
Like,
you hear,
I bet
hear
it was
about.
Like gold or diamond dust, though. You know,
maybe
that like cosmic sort of like perfect dust. But maybe it's because you weren't fully dead. Like maybe when you fully arrive and you're dead, and you're gonna stay in heaven, maybe it all clears. I mean, who knows? Or maybe we just see, like when the aliens came to Jodie Foster and said, I'm dressed like your dad because you're familiar with it. Maybe you just see the things you're familiar with.
Oh, shoot. Is that how Contact ends?
Oh, did I spoil it for you?
You spoiled it.
You're only
for
halfway
me.
Through Contact.
Well,
dang,
I think
it!
It was made in 1997 or something, so you had a bit of time.
I know, and I've been slowly watching it since it came out on VHS. Oh,
well, you really have to digest a movie like that. I can see why you're going slow because they're talking about a lot of things that are real.
A lot of
yeah,
things
big.
That also that I was like, I don't know if I believe in this. But it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things. Can I ask y'all something?
Please.
Are you as excited to die as I am?
Oh. I'm so excited to be with Jesus. I'll tell you that right
yeah,
now.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
I guess I was for a minute, but then I guess I'm a little bit concerned about how much dust you were saying there in heaven. One thing I do love about how clean the church is I do have a bit of a dust allergy.
Oh.
And so, you know, now I'm like, oh, okay, I hope heaven's not too dusty because I do sneeze a lot. So I just wondered, do you ever deal with that element of your job, which is just the allergy element?
You know, I fortunately do not have allergies, but there are some days where I come home just eyes poofy, my mouth just chalked in dust, like, you know, just those hard days where it's like, this, it is extra dusty on the cross, you know,
right.
Like, it's just, there are some days where it does really get me, and I, you know, I question everything, and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? But then I, you know, I take a nice bath. And I, you know, I take a nice bath and then I just feel better. That's big, taking baths.
I agree. I'm a bather. I like a bath. Some people say, well, you're sitting there in your own stew. And I'm like, no, you get clean. Water cleans you, right?
Right. I have not showered in 27 years.
Oh, since when you started Contact.
Right, right. That, I think, maybe made me be like, I don't know what's going on. I got to take a bath.
Well, in the bath, you can see, you know, what came off. You get out of that bath, you can look back in and be like, now that was a lot of dust. It was a dusty day.
Right, see? Right. See? Right? Yeah. I like seeing what's on me.
Now, I did want to ask you about the incident that happened about a year ago, which I just always thought this was such a fascinating thing that happened to you because, you know, I remember you were cleaning up inside the vents of the HVAC system of the church, and then for a while, I guess you were just lost up there. Is that correct?
That is correct. I was up there for 172 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And I befriended some rats. and by befriended, I killed them and ate them to survive.
Wow.
I thought I was really losing it. Yeah, I was ready. I was ready to see my dusty heaven. But then fortunately, you know, I slept a bunch, which was kind of
nice.
Oh,
that's good. Catch up on some Z's.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm cleaning this church nonstop because it is dusty. You know, you on Monday, you finished the crying room, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's just a constant cycle of like, oh, it's dusty again.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what is dust?
Yeah. I don't want to ask too personal of a question here, Mitzi, and tell me if this is too personal, but I've heard that the dust in your home, because it's not like it's blowing in through the window. If I don't open my doors and I don't open my windows and it still is dusty, I heard that it's our own dead skin cells. Is that true? Is it a sloughing off?
Hell yeah.
Can I? You're going to get grossed out, but yes.
Is that right?
It's all of our dead cells just circulating in the air.
Oh, probably.
We're inhaling them and we're sleeping on them, yep. And we're swallowing them when we eat. It's nasty.
Probably mixing with the dog and cat dander as well.
That's big. If you got pets, you're covered in stuff constantly.
See, I don't like this. I saw this one time in a magazine. It zoomed in. If you zoom in on any part of the human body, there are these
little bugs,
mites and bugs. I one time was looking at one of your eyelashes has all these. And when you zoom in on them, they look like these disgusting, terrifying cockroach bugs that just live on our eyelashes. That doesn't seem fair or right.
Ew. No, I want to take a bath.
Okay. So
this is so nasty.
See, I think you would kill more of the stuff living on you in a bathtub because it would drown. Then in a shower, it just has to hold on.
Right.
See?
Right. That's good. That's another thing I'm going to scream at my husband when he's like, take a shower. I'll be like, nuh-uh. Because all those bugs just have to hold on. I got to drown my bugs.
That is, I love that you're married. I guess I was going to ask you about that. Is that, I noticed the tattoo that you had on your neck on either side that one says Dusty and the other says Dustin. Are those your, is that your husband?
Dusty was my first husband.
Oh.
Dustin is my second husband. Oh. And yes, I only look for men with dust in their name.
See? Oh, that is neat. So you can clean them up.
You're a woman who knows what you like.
Exactly. That's
I'm
all.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I didn't see the RIP under Dusty on the left side there.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's fine.
How did he pass?
He drove off a cliff.
Oh, like Thelma and Louise?
Actually, exactly like Thelma and Louise with his best friend.
Oh, really? No. Was it on purpose or accident? Did the brakes get cut?
It was on purpose.
Oh no.
It's all right. He told me he was gonna do it, and I was like, okay, if it makes you happy.
Well, is that part of why you're looking forward to dying?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I can't wait to see Dusty also. I can't wait to see Jesus. I can't wait to see Dusty. I can't wait to see my dog Duster. Every dog I have, I name them Duster.
Oh, that's a great name. Well, I guess, you know, also like Thelma and Louise, even though it has a bit of a sad ending, maybe there is a silver lining, which is that through driving off a cliff with his best friend, maybe he found ultimate freedom in Jesus.
Oh, that's not. Yeah, I like that. I like that. I do think he needed it to happen, right? Because he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I guess you needed to do this. And yeah, I bet he's up there playing with Jesus. You know, he was really good at wall ball.
Oh, wow. I bet wall ball in heaven is really awesome.
Oh, I bet the walls are huge.
Yeah right, right. Like, imagine playing wall ball with, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
yeah, that would be so cool. But, I mean, I wonder how games and sports work in heaven, because if everyone is perfect, then how do you win? Like, how do you get points? And you know what I mean? Like, if we would all be sinking threes like we're Michael Jordan.
Whoa, I never thought about that. So we could slam dunk once we get to heaven?
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want. What are you going to do?
Man. This is getting me even more excited to die.
Well, I wanted to ask you that because I don't want to overlook the fact that you told us you're looking forward to dying. You haven't gotten a diagnosis or anything. Is there anything I need to put on my prayer list for you?
No, I mean, I'm perfectly healthy. You know, my family, they've been my grandma, she lived until she was 110, smoking cigarettes every single day.
Wow.
She was totally fine. My mom, 105,
wow.
Big drinker. She did fine. You know, so I'm a little like, okay, let's go. I've been trying to get something.
Oh, is that
anything?
Right? But you got longevity in your genes.
I got longevity.
Wow, your mom is 105. About how old does that make you?
I am 87.
I mean, and you are kicking. I mean, Mitzi, you are kicking. And I noticed, too, that a lot of people who work in dust, you see these construction guys and whatnot, they're wearing those N95 masks for the dust and construction. You never cover up.
No. I never do, because I feel like, you know, there's... This is against what we believe. I won't do it, but this is kind of the same idea of, like, I need the dust. The dust needs me. Mm. So there's a thing where when you die, there's an option where you're like, just drop my body in nature and let nature have it.
The mushrooms will eat you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let nature eat you up. Let coyotes get to you. Let the earth swallow you up. Do whatever. I feel I'm kind of like that with the dust of, like, hey, we're all in this together. I don't need to block you from where you need to go in. I just, you know, I'm one with the dust, and I like that.
Dust to dust.
Well, that is an amazing thing to think about, too. If you think about, it's almost like if dust is like sin, hey, we need sin in a way, because if we didn't have sin, then there's no one to wash it away. Am I right, Hallie?
That's right.
And just like dust, if we don't have dust, then we don't have Mitzi at our church. So I really just want to thank the Lord in this moment that we do have dust, because without dust, we don't have you. Without sin, we don't have Jesus. And I just love to, you know, bring it back.
And here, you had a near-death experience. Well, I guess you had a death experience. You died.
I died.
And Jesus said, not yet, babe, not yet. And he sent you straight back into this body that you're in 87 years young.
Right, meant to dust.
Now, here's something that I got my kids in public school. They come home with these progressive liberal ideas, and I have to always...
Ew.
I know. It breaks the heart of God. And I feel like now that I have a dust expert here on my hands, you can help me refute something that they say, because they come up with all manner of liberal things coming out of their mouth. One of the things that one of my youngest daughters, she works at Lids at the mall, if you ever need a good lid, if you ever need a good baseball cap.
Okay, I like hats.
She said, Mom, we're all made from stardust. She was talking about how we're all individuals and we're special, and that all of the elements of the universe came from stars are exploding and turning into black holes, and it makes all the elements of the periodic table are from. And she said that we, our bodies, are made from stardust. And I said, that doesn't sound biblical to me at all. Adam came from dirt. We were made from actual dirt and dust. Isn't that right?
Right. That's right. You send her to work with me one day and she will never have that thought again.
Okay.
I promise that.
Does it get gruesome on campus?
It can get pretty gruesome with the dust, you know. And I I'm my own boss.
That's awesome.
I'm the only duster here.
Oh.
But I will make her see what the truth is through my dusting techniques and stuff.
Okay.
She will learn the truth.
That's right. We are not stardust. We're not special like that.
No.
We're full of sin and we're deserving of very real hell.
Yes. We were born evil, evil babies.
That's right. That's right. It's the nature of sin.
Yes.
And that's why we need Jesus. Jesus is like the ultimate duster. He's dusting that sin right off our soul.
Right. And you know, Eve is the cause of all the nasty dust.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
That is so true.
Well, yeah, she's the one that disobeyed. I mean, blame the woman.
She started it all.
She really did.
She started it all.
You know, I guess I did wonder, since your specialty is dust, is there ever any competition sort of on the cleaning staff among, like, you know, between, because I know you're specifically dust, but I also know we've got people who do floors, a few people who are on windows. We also have people that are just, you know, specifically doing, you know, vacuuming or whatever.
And so, bathrooms.
Right.
Right. I was going to say, I've been having kind of a little bit of an issue with Tanya.
Oh, I know.
Toilets. Uh-huh. She is cocky, man. She is cocky about how good of a cleaner she is.
Okay.
And I get it. She's got to clean toilets. That's the worst.
Right.
That's the worst. Right. So I'm like, yeah, be confident. But like, she like really rubs it in all of our faces. And she like, one time she brought us all into the bathroom and was like, look at me, I'm going to lick this toilet. And she did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, Tanya, don't. Like, I get you're good. I can see that you're good. The toilets look beautiful and pristine. And she's like, nah, I'm going to lick it. I'm going to lick it. And then she tried to make me lick it. And she tried to make Wendy, who does vacuuming, lick it. And we're like, don't make us lick a toilet.
Is that why did you have that t-shirt made that you're wearing that just has the name Tanya in like circling inside a toilet bowl?
Yeah. Do you like it? I was thinking I might sell it. Would you like one?
I think it's a cute. I like that illustration. That's good artwork.
Thank you. My husband, Dustin, drew it for me.
And then you just did like a silk screen on there or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it's
cool.
Easy. It's easy to do. And also you could go to T Public and it's up there if you want one.
Oh, that's cool.
That, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty unique design. I mean, it's cool for Dustin. How old is he?
You know what? I robbed the cradle with him.
Okay.
He is 78.
Oh, cool.
a youngin'.
I got him.
And did you lick the toilet or no?
No. I was like, don't you ever make me try to lick a toilet, Tanya. You are done for. I'm going to make t-shirts and make you look stupid on him.
Oh, okay.
Now, Mitzi, you know how they say that the native people in Alaska have hundreds of names for snow, you know? And we just say, it's snowing out, or this is a good packing snow,
right,
or, you know, this is a good, you know, a skiing powder. But I'd say that's the extent of our vocabulary on snow. But does somebody like you have a whole, like, list of terms for types of dust, you know?
You know, that is a good question. And yes, I got a bunch of terms for, because there are different types of dust.
Sure.
We truly, there is like car dust,
uh-huh,
you know, and that's the dust that the car will shoot out of itself.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever lived by like a freeway or something.
Yeah.
Your outdoor furniture gets a lot of car dust.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you wipe it off, boom, more car dust.
Okay.
Then we have ground dust.
Sure. Okay.
That's kind of just dirt. Yeah. That's kind of dirt. Smaller bits of dirt. But and then we have corner dust.
Okay.
And that's in corners. And then we got couch dust.
100%,
you know,
yeah.
We've all had that. Yeah.
So it seems like kind of the way that you guys talk about dust is you kind of just put the location before the name dust. Is kind of the way you all named us.
Right, right. Yeah, right, right. Because we tried for a little bit. We're like, should we call it fussed? For like, if it's like a frustrating dust,
uh-huh,
but we're like, nah, like it's, we tried to come up with some terms, and by we, I mean just me and my family, we tried, but like, we all started getting so confused.
Right.
Because we had like just, which is also a word, but that's gene dust.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like,
oh,
we,
I know it well.
And we just kept confusing ourselves. It was like, wait, do you mean like you're using it as like the English word just,
oh,
or
I see,
is it
yeah,
like, gee, you know, we got very confused.
So you're saying like, just go in there, and you're going, oh, does that mean gene dust goes in there?
Exactly.
Right.
Where it's like, I can't make gene dust do anything. Like, what are we doing?
I know, that would be a really difficult thing if you just, I mean, you're really creating language around this one really specific thing, and it seems like it could cause a lot of confusion among a small family.
And we do have to remember that Senior Pastor Steve, his main administrative assistant, her name is Jean Dust, so that can get confusing as well.
Very confused. I have Swiffered her a couple of times.
Oh, really? How'd she respond to that?
She got so mad at me. She slapped me one time. And I was like, hey, I'm sorry. You're Jean Dust. I thought I had to come. I don't know. You know, it's tough.
Right. Is it just because of the name? You know, I guess the name is so evocative. You just feel like you've got to clean it.
Right. Yes. And I don't know. I feel y'all have seen me when I work. I like put those horse things
blinders
on, you know, blinders. Mm-hmm. And because that just helps me focus on what I need to focus on, which is the dust. And so I will just go. I like to listen to music and just dust.
Oh, that is so funny when you said that, because as soon as you said I will just, I was thinking I will gene dust, and I now that
now
you've put gene
thing?
Dust
yep.
in my head, I
yep.
just, and also I'm a bit confused, so that's the dust that's on a pair of blue jeans, I guess is what you're saying?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
But don't get it confused for dust, which is denim dust.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, now I'm just even when I think of like the word crust, I'm like, is that just Christian dust?
Oh, not in our crust was crispy dust.
Oh, when there's actually a texture to it, huh?
Because you know, there's some dust where you hear a little bit of like crispy, crunchy. Uh-huh. So that was but now Christian, I mean, this whole church is covered in crust, Christian
that's
dust.
That's true. And may I ask, because we were talking about Tanya and the toilet, have you ever, you know, looked at a little patch of dust and said, you know what, I feel like to understand it better, I'm gonna need to take a little lick. Have you ever licked that dust?
I have absolutely licked dust. Sometimes licking it is way better than just swiping it away.
And it's a way to identify what kind of dust you're talking about.
Yes, right. It's a good way to identify. And once again, to feel one with the dust, you got to know everything about the dust. You got to taste it. You got to snort it. You got to rub it in your eye, slam it in your ear. You have to know the dust in order to clean the dust.
Have you ever snorted dust and accidentally snorted something else?
Well, there's a thing called WUST.
Okay.
WHUST. White dust.
Okay.
And I was at a club one night trying to spread the word of Jesus.
Sure.
And I walk in and see, again, toilets on the toilet. I saw a line of Wust.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, okay, out of toilet paper. I was like, okay, I don't want to lick a toilet, nasty. So I was like, I know how to get rid of it. I'm gonna suck it up my nose. Uh-huh. And I had so much fun that night.
It was a good night?
It was a blast. I'm pretty sure I spread the word of God to like 10,000 people at that club. I was grooving and I was just screaming like, he is our savior.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
what a
yeah.
witness.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well,
yeah.
I can attest to the fact that you get your blinders on and you're in there, because I'll see you in the auditorium with your headphones on.
Yep.
And you got the extenders going. You're
yep.
doing the ledges way up on the highest,
oh, yeah.
you know, windows in there and everything. And I'll say, hi, Mitzi. And you won't turn around and I'll be like, she's in her zone.
Yeah.
She's with the dust.
Do not. Dude, it's like, don't wake up somebody sleepwalking. Do not Ooh. Get me out of my dust trance.
Okay.
Because then there will be hell to pay.
Wow. Well, also, I just wanted to tell you, because speaking of Gene Dust, the actual administrative assistant, Gene Dust, you'll appreciate this as a bathtub taker, is that one time I said to her, I said, hi, Gene. And as I said, hi, Gene, I felt like I was saying hi, Gene. Like I was telling her,
oh,
like, hi, Gene. You know
so
what I mean?
Funny.
Like, maybe take a bath.
Isn't language fun?
The English language is wild. I don't understand how anybody learns it.
Oh, I know.
Did she get mad and say, I'm not stinky?
Yeah, she was very offended.
She gets offended
uh-huh.
easily.
Yeah, she gets very offended. And, you know, I feel like I know we're not supposed to wear antiperspirant and stuff, but hygiene's very important. And I mm. really work on making sure that I smell nice all the time. You
right.
know? And, but that's what I yell at my kids. I say, hygiene, hygiene, hygiene. You know,
hygiene.
I mean, a sixth grader is just going to be naturally stinky.
Ooh, kids are so stinky. Mm. That's why I never had them. Because I was like, they're going to be just so stinky all the time.
Oh,
I don't want that.
If you had kids, think about how much you would have to up the dusting.
Ooh.
I mean, you would be dusting constantly.
Yeah, that's just more body dust coming at
you. Okay, when you said up the dusting, I was actually thinking of a husband. That is funny.
Oh, that's right. Up the dusting.
Up the dusting. I'm going to tell him that when I go home. I'm going to tell him that.
Is there anything that you're looking forward to coming up in the world of cleaning or just, you know, basically in your personal life?
Well, in the world of cleaning, I'm very excited to see what Swiffer does create. You know, they've
yeah.
been just, they are innovators uh-huh. in the world of dusting
uh-huh.
and I will be there every step of the way to get whatever product they will sell, you know?
Well, Mitzi, I look forward to the day that I come in and see you, Dustin, in like the full, instead of wearing your Ranger duster, I want to see you in the full, like those race car drivers when they're all decked out in the logos of the ads that they're
totally.
Selling. I want to see you in a full Swiffer, you know, I want to see it on your car, a big ad on your car, and that you
Thank
can wear
you.
A full Swiffer uniform, you know?
Oh, that would be a dream. If you know anybody at Swiffer, please tell them.
All right. I mean, this is a big church. We got to know somebody. Well, we'll get on it.
Yeah.
Now, I do worry, Mitzi, because I see you here every hour of the day. It feels mm-hmm. like, does she ever get home and take a nap? And, you know, well, I know you're going home and taking your baths,
yeah.
but I just don't want you to get overworked.
You know, you're pretty old. How do you get not burned out?
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, after that night at the club, I just keep getting wussed.
Oh, the white dust.
The white dust. And I just snort it and I'm like, let's clean!
Mitzi Bolero was played by the absolutely hilarious Betsy Sidero. Check out her great podcasts, A Funny Feeling and We Love Trash, and follow her at Betsy Sidero. I'm Holly Laurent playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.